prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters, especially the earthquake in Nepal. All the Tibetans have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Mabel, Alan, Michael Beasley, Dana, Chiyashri Dasgupta, Dr. Carlos Hoss-Weston, Francis Keener, Eileen Rubin, Gloria Shelton, Jean Vittem, Monty the Dog. Job Search, Roseanne Barona, John Carroll, Lee Clark, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Greg Weaver, Joe Whitley, Sandy Wimbush. Prayers for Health and Well-Being, Kyabje Lama Zonpa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Galton, Venerable Cherky Lamo, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, especially by the earthquake in Nepal. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Roger and Barb Alexander, family of Mabel Allen, Bernard Baranski and family, Jim Barnes, Luce and Narcissus Barona Sr., family of Michael Beasley, Benji, Carol Bowers, Yuki Burrows, John Carroll, Ken Castello, Dwight Clark and Coffey, family of Jayashree Dasgupta, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Suzanne Diamandopoulos, Tashi Doma, Fred, Mildred Gooch, family of Dr. Carlos Hoss-Weston, Tracy Hoss-Thompson, Christina Harrison, Catherine Hines, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson Buddy, Dal and Sue Johnston, Helen Kasanoff, Nina Kowalski, Jonathan Kramer, Shandi and Kurt Latimer, Mary Locek, Pat Long, R.M., Wilbert Martin, Michelle Matich, Anne McCall, Tom McGinnity, Alvia Mejia and family, Ellen Meredith, Bruce Miller, Charles Mitchell, Jose Moreno, Audrey Murphy, Evan Myrtle and family, Tai Nguyen, Jay Pandya, Drew Pledger, Anna Pozo, Jamie Price, Renee Rena, Ann Rivers, Ralph Rumley, family of Eileen Rubin, Patrick Shario, Ariana Scott, Joanne Cease, Tessa Selby, Pooja Shaw, Allison Sheely, Andre Smith, Emily Smith, Nancy Sorbet, Carol Struther, Adnan Tokum, Lobsang Topten, Francis Ullman, Basil Van Camp, family of Jean Vittem, Dion Washington, Elizabeth White, Michael George Williams, Jr., Shea Wokowicki, Marguerite Young, Blackie the Cat, Koki the Cat, Dorjan Cadre the Pigs, and Gatsby the Cat. Okay, if you want to join me in praises to the 21 Taras, it's on page 191 in the Gold Book. Maybe we should do this in English. But when I did that with Geshe-la, he said, do the Guru Yoga.
Whatever's good, but yeah, I got very clear direction from Sarah. Remember when we asked her? Because I thought we were supposed to be starting before Geshe came. And she said we're not supposed to do any of it until we come.
Okay,
but I mean, we can do it tonight. It's great. Why not?
Well, I asked him. 21 Tara Prasad. He said Guru Yoga. That was the day that we were supposed to start doing it.
Well, but so does that mean that, I mean, of course we can do anything we want ahead of time, but does that mean he's thinking we've already done that, or is he just saying we're not doing those anymore?
I don't know.
I mean, it's great. Let's do it, because of course.
Well, what was the reason that we can't do it before he comes?
Because it was really hard for people to get here at 6:45, and people didn't want to be missing it. So the idea was we would start at 7 when guests were coming.
Well, can someone tell him?
It wasn't my decision.
Can someone tell him when he comes? You know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just gonna stay out of it and just do what you're gonna do. And I'm sorry I said anything.
Now.
It's fine.
So we tried to do it in Tibetan last time, and that took too long, because it was like nobody was saying anything because they didn't, was too fast.
But I'm gonna work on learning it in Tibetan.
Okay. All right. So page 191. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O am I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift heroic, eyesight, lightning, instantaneous, from opening statements of the Lord of the Rooster Bone Lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light rays resplendent as a 1,000-star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and hand-adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action shrined without limit, relied on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, ruling with Dutara, whom desire direction and space, trampling with her feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth our beings. Homage, worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Aniba Mamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses of Gandharva's yakshas, homage with her tre'empe sound, destroying false magic diagrams, her free pressing left out right, and blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart of fingers, adorn her with three jewel mudra, light ray masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her, homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas, able to summon all Earth Guardians' assembly, shaking, frowning with the Hum sign, saving from every misfortune, homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out my sight eternal, homage, she with streets ablaze, psyche undending, fire abiding, righteous weapon joy surrounds you, troops of enemies destroying, homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer, homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she who fueled his peace, nirvana, she endowed with omen, soha, destroyer of the great evil, homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters, homage to her retreat letter, of the shape of syllable, whom five ascending takes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. hand, the hemic moon of devil like form, with by spoken tar and tape, totally dispelling poison. I'm assuming whom gods and their kings, and the king of us do honor. Armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels the dreams and conflicts. I'm the she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon. With Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures. To so 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 spirit yakshas, and raise corpus supine today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. And the prayer of the benefits is on page 190. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If his prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. Okay, so when Geshe-la comes, then we'll be... if we don't do the 21 Tara praises, we'll be starting with the Guru Yoga. Lama Tsongkhap Guru Yoga, page 7 in the booklet. And then we'll go back to the Gold Book. And we'll do the short mandala offering on page 97. Yeah, and then the other things. Prayers which I will prompt you. Okay. Should we start with the Lama Tsongkhap Guru Yoga, or should we do praises to the 21 Taras? Lama Tsongkhap? Okay. So that's on page 7 in the booklet. Start with the invocation. You emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas joyful realm. On the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, Amlisha, and Losang Drapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a line throne lotus and moon disc, the perfect Tour Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects in the young. Your eloquent speeches are your ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious in the same. To you is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginning of time, to the bottom of my heart I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful for the perfect human rebirth. By renouncing the eight worldly concerns and the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings who are the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losangdrapa, to shine forever. Now turn to page 13. And you'll see five-line prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa. So let's recite 20 to ourselves. And then I'll read the 21st prayer. Page 21. In the book again, let's read the second verse of the dedication. 21. In all my life, as a victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as the Mahayana Guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious one. Now, if you go to the prayer book, and turn to page 97. Towards the bottom, it says short mandala offering. It's on page 97. Sajita.
Please think about the motivations, okay? While saying the refuge Buddha prayer, think about both motivations. Sanje chuda, sanje chuda, ma chanjo bando bande. Dage chije jebe samanje, dola teje sanje
no.
Sanje chuda, sanje chuda, ma chanjo bando bande. Dage chije jebe samanje, dola teje sanje
no.
Sanje chuda. Good evening. Welcome back to Lavrin class. Lavrin class was interrupted by my cold. Sorry. Last witness, I'm purifying. So in the beginning of any like form of practice that we do, you know, but we don't have to say prayer. If you can just think, you know, if you can just think beginning of the practice, if you can just think about motivations and also think about, you know, quality of Buddha Dharma Sangha, you don't need to say a word. You don't need to say a word. So you can just think about it, you know, if you just think the quality of the Buddha Dharma Sangha. Then, you know, just, you know, the set of intentions and motivations, you know, to benefit. Dola Pinchas, Sanjay Dola, Dola, migrators. Same as like sentient beings, you know. Dola Pinchas, Sanjay Dola, show, so, just to benefit sentient beings, you know. So, because all the complication, as I explained before, causes by, you know, confusions, no? Causes by confusions, no? Ignorance, not knowing causalities, law of causality, not knowing impermanent, not knowing change, not knowing, you know. So there's so much, you know, complication because by, you know, like, the, not knowing. So then, practicing, studying, meditating, so then, you know, like, it's like wisdom, you know, so to benefit sentient beings, you know, so to eliminate their confusions. So, in that case, more you have to practice, you know, so dedicate your time to say, you know, or read, or practice, and do the benefit, you know, benefit, it creates some kind of energy they create, you know, so that energy also, you know, like merit, you know, so that, you know, helps you to help sentient beings, you know. See, so that's why this subject that we study here, trail link. That's how this cycle of a complication goes round and round, it never ends, no? That's why, this cycle, cyclic existence, no? Korwa, cyclic existence, course, no? It just goes round and round. So that's what I've been studying. Do a lot of things, just on gentle. So when you think about the six perfections, the teaching of six perfections, the last perfection is wisdom. Lord, someday says, Lord, you told, wisdom liberates. Liberation is the product of wisdom. Liberation, you are liberation, other people liberation, there's a byproduct of wisdom. So then studying Lamrim is, it's about, also like generating wisdom. So that's the best way to help, eliminate the conditions, So then all the complications will cease, by giving some food. There's good things to do, giving food, shelter, support, it's all good things to do, create merits. But it will not liberate them from confusions or complications. It will liberate them from temporary complications, but it will not liberate them from cycle of complications, because that requires wisdom, not just food or drink, clothes, that requires wisdom. So that's why I'm saying, practice of generosity, there's many different types of generosity practice that one can do. The best form of practice of generosity is to giving dharma, because it will stop the cycle. That's why, it's the best form. I said, generosity is to giving dharma. That's the best generosity. Same thing, probably, giving educations, education about the cycle of problem, the cycle of complication related to environment. People don't know how to preserve environment, how to protect environment, don't know how to use this eco-friendly product to protect ecosystems, not knowing, first place, not knowing the ecosystems play important roles in our very survival. A long time ago, people have no idea, they don't know. So there's lots of education, so then that's how the complications, you liberate people from this cycle of complications caused by, environment. Same for education. You can plant one tree, but it takes probably 10, 20 years to go. It depends on the kind of trees, If you educate them not to cut, that's much better. So same here, So if you can begin up any form of practice, if you can just think of a quality of Buddha Dharma Sangha, then set up your motivations, then you don't need to say a word. And you can say a word, but not even thinking about quality of Buddha Dharma Sangha, not thinking about benefiting sentient beings, so then it's just a word, just mumbling word, And you can also try to say, teach parrot. Parrot can say a word. A certain bird, they can say a word, They can say a word. It's just a word. So all of us, so the very purpose of reciting refuge Buddha is a prayer, beginning of the class or beginning of the practice, is to remind us to develop, positive intention. That's all, positive intention. It's not just traditions, it's not just traditions. So there's good to remember, remind ourselves, okay? So then, where did we stop?
We were ending grasping.
Number what number?
You mean which one?
Auto trailing. Number 9.
Number 9, I guess.
No. Number 9. Or,
okay, I guess we did finish it. Because next is another.
What number?
Number 10, becoming.
Oh, I'm becoming number 10.
Yes.
Because Sunday I teach 7-point mindfulness text, and I realized that I really messed up. Chukila, whenever Chukila is following exactly where he stopped, and I'm the one who's messed up, so I realized. But Chukila couldn't find the section that I'm reading because I'm skipping like 4 or 5 pages. So then Chukila probably knows because I'm sorry. Because Chukila is probably reading right after where I stopped. So then I'm reading after 4 or 5 pages below. Chukila couldn't find. So very sorry for that. So I'm wondering how come that she's not finding. That's what we do. That we think we are right all the time. So anyway, so Guruji. Number 8, we finished number 8, number 9, number 10. There's another set of causes, there's like other trailing. There's 6 causes and 6 results. First, second, third, there's a primary cause. So now this number 8, number 9, number 10, this, what we call, this cause determine the karma. This cause
determines
the karma. Okay. The first, second, third, there's 3 causes. And now this 8, 9, 10, these are 3 causes. Then rest 6 is the result. Okay. Tambo gya tambo gyeba gunyimos. Out of trail links, this is all now second knowledge. It's good to know, it's good to understand. Tangbo, ignorance. Tangbo means fast. Tangbo. According to Abhidharma Kosha, treasure of knowledge written by Vasubandhu, according to the text. Out of trail links, first one, Tangboji. And then number 8. Number 8. Number 9, these are afflictions. Understand? These are afflictions, delusions. Oh? Or if it's the mind, or delusion, or klesha. Oh? Out of trailing, if somebody asks how many of them are afflicted mind, or klesha, or delusions, 3. Oh? First, eight, nine. These are delusions. Klesha, it leads the mind out of the wrong. Nivachuba lane this. How many of them are like action or karma? Out of trailing, how many of them are karma? Second, number ten and number second. These are karma. Nivachuba lane, so. Tamu gave a gun, you know, Nivachuba lane. Someone didn't make it. Karma.
And what?
Ten.
Becoming.
Number 2 and number 10. Becoming. Lazy Paja Gavadisiso. So then rest is what you call neither virtue nor non-virtue, neither virtue or nor or. Is it? Nor virtues. Rest out of that. Okay. Where you can find that statement in the Treasury of Knowledge written by Vasubandhu called Abhidharma Kosha. Come on, chapter number three. If you read, then you find this stanza there. If you cannot find chapter number three, then like 10 chapters, no, then you need to read all the chapters to find. So then my memory is vague, or maybe fading away. It's been a long time. Since 1999, so now 2014, many years, not really read a little bit here, there, not really, put close. Few words left here, there, because the debate, see, Lord, now they are now about to take vacation. Tamu gebo guni muniwa chivali sama nende, me guess. So now, Chiba Sibaji. Namjila leje paja gopa silenji silenji se tapa center yarishima tinuju. So what happened during the course, like first, you know, has a three primary course like the auto trailing number one, number two, number three, the first, second, third. First, there's no out of, that's how the karma has been created, out of, because of ignorance, not knowing, then doing something, then, you know, then any actions, so then the Marie, second one's actions, then third one, that actions, in the very second moment, it's become turned into tendency, you know? Another way to say it, every action kind of leaves the imprint is kind of print on the consciousness, you know? So that's called tendency. So this is what it is, you know? Even that is considered as number 10, that's number 10, that's what it is. So then kind of like number 8 and number 9 kind of has fertilized that tendency, okay? Fertilize the tendency. So then that determined karma has been determined, called Rujigile. How you say there's like throwing karma, and then what's another one? That's when you talk about the throwing karma. So there's like first, second, third, these are considered throwing karma. Then number 8, 9, 10, just like determined karma. Karma that determines determined cause. Maybe it's not there. So tenjigile means that something that throws like is like something like more like seeds, more like seeds, and also can also say projecting, it kind of projects the results, so the where's the dictionary? My translator. We are talking about the 6 causes out of 12 links. The first 3 causes are just special names. Yeah, something like the first 3 one. Yeah, maybe the first 3. So we look at here how it does it. So it doesn't help. It's in Tibetan, doesn't it? Let's go. It comes later. It comes later, so then what do you just read? I don't see any here. Anyway, if it's coming later, so then probably no need to worry. So what Lama Tsongkhapa says in the Lam Rim Chenpo, the great Lam Rim directly taught by Lama Tsongkhapa, so I'm also at the same time also looking at the Phabonga Rinpoche commentary. Sipache, nga dijigi namshela, nga dijigi namshela, leji paja gopa ase, leji paja gopa ase. Well, DJ means, you know, the second link, the outer 12 link, the second links, there's karma that leaves imprint on the consciousness that is called tendency, you know. So then that tendency, in order to the tendency to become active, so then number 8 and number 9 can activate that tendencies, okay. That's why it's called determine, or like whatever it will come down there. So then that, you know, tendencies is about to fully function, whether there's like whatever rebirth, you know, it's fully function after when the like activated by those two called number 8 and number 9. Pinjit Jiva Jai, Jula Jai Devi Mingi Tapao, Jula Devi Mingi Tapao, Jula Devi Mingi Tapao, Jula Devi Mingi Tapao, Jula Siva Devi Mingi, Jula Devi Mingi Tapao. So then, can you see the Lamrim Chenpo right after that? Can you, are you reading Lamrim Chenpo? Lamrim Chenpo?
Oh, Lamrim?
Yeah.
Okay. We didn't talk about becoming a rebirth or existence. We're going to. Okay, so we want to talk about the potential existence after grasping. We want to talk about the last two.
Yeah, so far we covered that, right? We are number 10?
No.
We're ready to start number 10. Yeah.
We are ready to start number 10. I already started.
Right.
Yeah. So can you read the
number 10? Potential existence. In the past, compositional activity infused your consciousness with a latent propensity that, when nurtured by craving and grasping, became empowered.
Nurtured by craving and grasping, number 8 and number 9, okay?
Became empowered to bring forth a subsequent existence.
Became
empowered to bring forth a subsequent existence.
Okay, makes sense. Oh, yeah, tell me.
Existence is a case of calling a cause, an activated propensity, by the name of its effect, the subsequent rebirth.
That one I want to explain. You understand that? Do you understand that? Last part, just formula, right? You understand that?
So, you
understand?
So it's right. Just right before birth, then.
Yeah. So then, last section, you understood? Last section, this section you just read?
Existence is a case of calling a cause.
That one. Do you understand that?
No, not at all.
Jula Devi Mingitabha, Jula Devi. Just let me find an example. Jula Devi Mingitabha. Example. What do we have? Can you think of anything like that? Actually, it's cause, but it's called after result. There are some. There must be some. So I don't remember. See, now memory is like fading away. So when you're in the monastery, you'll probably, when you are in similar class, you'll remember like that. You'll remember right away. Can you think of anything that is not, actually it's like result by call, it's called by cause, like it's not the name after cause, but actually it's a result. No, no, it's actually it's cause then called by result. That's like Jula sometimes as called by Demi Jula. Sometimes you give the name of the result, you give to the cause. Demi Jula. Sometimes you give the name of the cause to result. That's both of them. Demi Jula, Demi Jula, Mindu, now finish. Everything is on vacation. Unbelievable. No, I my memory is not good, so I used to remember all of that very clearly. So now I don't remember. So yeah, you are welcome to look there if you can find. the one is right here. You know, like number is Jula Divinity Tower. Jula Divinity Tower. No, what is number 10? What's number 10 called?
In Lam Rim Chemo, it's called potential existence. And
potential existence. No, that's the result. It is a result. It is a result. But that one's called that. But that one, whatever we are, number 10 is the cause. It's not the result. But what we call like potential existence, that's a result. It's called by result, but it's not the result. It's cause. You mean delta, so?
Potential graduate is somebody who's just starting school. They're not a graduate, but that's what.
So color. For example, when you see the tomato tree, tomato tree, then you say, oh, you have tomato. But actually, this tomato is the result. It's not the tree.
Oh, and the tree is called tomato.
Yeah, the tree is called tomato, but actually, this tomato, there's the cause of tomato. It's not the, it's not a tomato. Tomato is the result.
It's called
that. It's called tomato, but it's not actually not called tomato, no? So you say, oh, you have tomatoes in your garden. Then you mean like tomato tree. See, this example, you know, you it was. It was called tomato, but tomato. More I say, the words become more funnier. tomato. So then you know it is not tomato, right? It's tree. It's tomato tree. So you mean like tomato tree, but it's not tomato. So tomato tree was called tomato. That's like giving the cause, the name of the result. Huh? How you say?
Yeah,
name of the result giving to the cause.
Yeah.
To the cause. See, exactly, Jimin Dera Tawas. Because this, Jula, this exactly, this like, now when you read some of the decision, does it make sense a little bit?
Calling the cause, the tree by the name of its effect, tomato. using that example?
No, this is the tomato is here in the book.
No.
No, I want you.
I'm trying to understand this.
I want you to read that section in Lam Rim Chenpo.
Okay. Existence is a case of calling a cause and activating.
Existing.
Existence.
Oh.
Is a case of calling a cause.
Okay, existence. That's a number 10.
Yep. Okay. Number 10 is potential existence.
Yeah, so they're called potential existence. The potential is extra word. Is added there. It's not really there. But, you know, yeah. So it's existence. That's number. Just think about number 10. That's existence. That's the cause. That's the out of six cause. That's one of the cause. Now it's called. Someone else called. Tomato, not tomato.
Existence. Now it's called existence, not potential.
Yeah, existence. Yeah. Just think of existence. That's number 10. Now existence. Then please continue.
That is the case of calling a cause.
Okay, case of calling a cause.
An activated propensity by the name of its effect, the subsequent rebirth.
next day jimmy tell tava kada jula dreaming tava so that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Kada
existence.
Book that's can you show me the book so maybe I'll
the Ramen book?
Yeah, domestic, come here.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe see it. Yeah, send them code. Existence is a case of calling a cause. It is cause. It is cause. Just forget of all these words. It is cause. It's not existence cause. For them by the name of effect. Name of effect. By the name of its effects, what is it? Calling a cause, this existence is a cause. Then calling a cause by the name of its effects, this result, no? Same. Calling a tomato tree is a tomato, same, no? That makes sense? Yeah, so, Jimmy, so there's one day, G, has it, Jula Devimi. So that's like the cause. How you say, Sandy? How you say? You said, how you say? Calling?
I think if you flip the sentence
and say that
the effect is existence, which they are also calling the cause. So by having this craving and grasping,
that
you are bringing forth existence.
That's the cause.
Right.
That's like a tomato tree.
Yes.
Okay. So now it's called tomato.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Now can you make link?
Okay. Let me think about that because I have to include the tomato.
No.
Oh. How to include the tomato.
Please include tomato when you make pizza, not now. So there's two things, like sometimes cause is call after call the cause name after result.
Yeah.
That's what is cause.
That's
name
perfect.
After result. That's what is cause name after result. Result name after cause. That's another one. If you need more complications, so there's another. they need to think in the front to find. This one is cause, name after result. To make now make sense? So all that, yeah. To name the Jula, that Jiming, Jiming, the Jula, Jiming Delta, Jiming Delta. So now the sun is like caused by. Cause and look at name after cause. This is like name after result. Now name after cause. Name after cause. Can you think of anything? Name after cause. This is like name after result, right? If it is cause, but the cause is name after result. Same like tomato tree is cause. But it's named after the result of tomato. Oh, you have tomato in the garden. So they're like, sometimes there's tomato, there's no tomato at all. There's just tomato tree. No tomato, just tomato tree.
What about light?
Light?
I was just thinking that sometimes we say light, you know, we see light, but basically the cause of light is light, I mean, like the sun. We have light, but sometimes we say, well, it's light, but it's actually the sun that's creating it.
Oh, that's good. That's the sun, that's good. That's the one, yeah. You mean you said the ray of sun, that's the result. Ray of sun,
mm-hmm.
Sunlight. No, then you can go, the sun in my room. That's no sun. That's like, yeah, that's the one. That's very good. That's the one. So then now it rings a bell, some bell here. So there must be many, many things. That one is like, because Result name after cause. Cause here, cause name after result. There's two different things. Result name after cause, calling the sun like the sun. So now, cause name after result, calling tomato tree, tomato here, same. That's good. So now that's clear. Okay, that's wonderful. You mean might not be important, you know, this moment, but you know, like, I mean, according to the practice. So then, you know, when it's come down on explaining, then if somebody asks, then you know, need to able to explain. So I think then, sake of teaching, I think this is important to know. Jula didn't. So now that's the result. Jewa, no, called birth. Yes, birth. Jewa is a genesis. Genesis for birth. Like womb birth. How the womb birth? How you say? Birth of womb or womb birth?
Birth from the womb.
Birth from the womb. Birth from the egg. Birth from the heat. Birth from miracle. Miracle birth. All the beings in the form realm, formless realm, within the desire realm, there's no, all this, you know, like as a, there's a number of them, I don't know, they're like seven or eight. In our realm, desire realm, there's also celestial realms, you know. The form realm, there's all celestial realms, formless realm, there's different realms. Even within our realms, there's like seven of them, I don't remember exactly how many, seven or eight of them, there are celestial realms. All being there, it's like, these are not birth from egg, not birth from the womb, not birth from the heat, that's what falls into last one, miraculous birth called Jijie, just happened, the Kinesi, Kinesi, what I'm going to say in Jaws. So, what is birth? Birth is like when the consciousness, first time when the consciousness enter into those four birth. That's birth. That's what's called birth. Then Gajiji Gawani Pumbu Mijin Chindu Jawani Lashi. So then the Gajiji Vitendi. So that last, there's two of them count one. The result, one is like aging and death, you know? But Jesus, so no, this is not like, according to 12 links, the aging is not just, you know, turning your hair into gray color. No, it's not like that. Immediately after birth, aging is all this aging, what do you call here?
Aging.
Yeah, aging is already started. It's not like, you know, generally speaking, so then you become like, hair become gray, and then, you know, then you, no. It's according to 12 links, right by the second moment of birth, aging process is already started. All this aging. What do you call here?
Maturation.
Huh?
Maturation.
Oi, that's an interesting word, maturation. What is the maturation? Guy with tender, it's actually it's aging. Hmm? Yeah, it all started. Maturation. What about you know that word? I don't know. Maturation. So it all started right after the second moment of birth. It all started. It's not like non, you know, oh, maybe after many, like, decades, it's not like, no, it's all the non, right after the birth. It's not a big deal, right after the birth, you know, aging started. It's not like, oh, some after, like many decades, you know, then, like, you remember, oh, now, it's not like that. It's all the right from the beginning, that people who are meditating on 12 links, they know. It's not like they know after like 40, 50, 60 years, not after, no. They know right after the, they know right second moment of birth, it's all started there, you know, nothing to be fear about, it's all started. So you remember last Sunday, I said, you know, somebody asked Shakyamuni Buddha, what you have gained from meditations. Buddha said, nothing. But Buddha said, however, let me tell you what I have lost. You know, I lost anger, anxiety, insecurity, fear of, you know, old age and death. Those things I lost. That's very true. So, it's kind of interesting that people who think about death every day, they have no fear. So, see, same thing, people in the West don't want to think about death because they have, you know, has a fear, no? Like, same, also, people there, they fear to death, but they do think about death, so then they have no fear about death. And fear here, people don't have, need to think about death, but they have fear to death. Same, understand? Same fear. But there, on the other hand, they think about death, to overcome from that fear. And here, people don't want to think about death because of fear, you know. Other hand, people do want to think about death because of fear. And on the other hand, people don't want to think about death because of fear. Kind of interesting. So, see, people who think about death all the time, they have less fear, you know. So, it's part of the, you know, part of life. So, old age. So, there's, you know, also, it's like, here people celebrate birthday every year. Every year, some occasion reminds you exactly how old you are. Other country, nobody remembers. They don't have birth certificate. Here somebody has birth certificate in his hometown. There's a pillar, whole pillar in the house. His birth was written there. There's his birth certificate. He can't take it away. So, see, there, you know, nobody, like, now it's different, because now they're telling people everywhere, now they, you know, celebrate their birth certificate. And like my generation, nobody celebrated their birthday, you know, every year. So, sometimes my sister calls, do you know what is today? So I said, I don't know. She's trying to remind me, she's trying to advertise her birthday. She's trying to advertise her birthday to me. So she says, I don't know. She says, oh, today's my birthday. So, okay, fine. So then I say, congratulations. But I myself don't remember. And somebody says, oh, Gisela, today's your birthday. I say, oh. I mean, so anyway, so then, you know, it's all level. It's all level. In the end, it's all just called level. No? Anyway, benefit of, you know, the studying 12 links. So see here, aging is right after death, right after birth. It's all there. It's all there. No, so it's not just, you know, it's like beginning after like many years, you know, like that. Also, this complete now 12 links. This complete. This is like Kunjung Kore Jugrims. How this cycles. Cyclic existence. It's like now studying 12 links, then you learn how this whole process, evolutions. You know why this, you know, like goes round and round? But then, you know, now I just want to ask you questions, you know. No need to rush, because Lamrim is for practice, it's not to, you know, so I don't think even though we finish studying Lamrim, we are not going to be graduated from Lamrim. True graduation from Lamrim is like actualize a path, you know. So the graduation ceremony of Lamrim, it will take some time. It's not just finishing the book. So, do they need some of the Tabatinishi musicians? So, what do you think? Having a strong desire for liberation. What is required? Having a strong desire for liberation, moksha, nirvana, what it requires? What do you think? What is required? Sincere, genuine interest, not just, is this wonderful, not just like that, no. Sincere, genuine interest for liberation, what it requires. What kind of knowledge we need? What kind of understanding we need in order to have a strong, very strong, sincere, genuine desire for liberation? That's very good. That's understanding of karma. Tene? Anything else? I'm checking whether your answer will match with the Lama Tsongkhapa or not. I'm just checking. Checking in, I say. Checking out.
No,
checking in.
Checking out.
Yeah, so checking in, not out, checking in. Yeah.
Well, if we understand the 12 links and how it's related to the karma that we create, but the ultimate goal of understanding true reality and knowing that these 12 links are related to conventional truth that we see all the time, the samsaric cycle that keeps us going round and round, but ultimately the ultimate reality is where you want to understand fully. Liberate yourself.
Good. More, yeah. See, my question is, what kind of knowledge or understanding do we need in order to have this sincere or genuine strong desire for liberation?
Maybe equanimity, compassion.
Good. Equanimity, compassion. Yeah. Welcome to police. Welcome to contribute.
I think for me it's disgusted with the current existence.
You get
really tired of the suffering of this existence, and you have experienced that, and you just want to. You don't want to repeat it anymore. Disgusted with the current existence.
I think it's just being disgusted with the cycle of existence of samsara, being like fed up with it, but also seeing that it's possible to escape samsara. I think it's one thing to be disgusted by it, that's depressing, but to see that we can be free of it, that's inspiring.
Yeah. Very good. So,
I was just going to say that. I mean, it's to realize that is the nature of this reality is suffering. You want to end the suffering, and that's why you want to get out. You want to liberate.
Very good. Very good. So, see, no. So the reason I'm asking this question, you know, some people may think, oh, the first teaching the Buddha taught, Four Noble Truth, right? Four Noble Truth. Out of Four Noble Truth, the first one is truth of suffering. Why he wants to talk of suffering? Because nobody has interest to listen about suffering. Everybody wants to hear about something. Why is there? Like, not necessarily, but, you know, so fantasy, like, say, something good, you know, like cheerful, I say like some kind of particular in the West, something, you know, something excitement, you know, something excitement, you know, especially for American. That's why the European people are to say, you know, American is always kind of like energetic, excited. I think it's good. So anyway, so now here the 2 point here, like, see, there's deep reason, there's deeper meaning, you know, because Buddha sit under the Bodhi tree 6 years. He sit down under the Bodhi 6 years. He's not napping, he's not sleeping, he's thinking. Not just thinking, he's thinking really deep, you know. He's thinking very deep about everything that he sees, you know. Inside kingdom, outside kingdom, normal people life, there's no luxury life that he used to live, you know. He sees it out there, you know, things, so many things happening. You know, so so he sits down in the Bodhi tree, under the Bodhi tree, and sits down the six years, and be really thinking, really, really deep, you know. So when he's come out of that meditation, so then he knows, Varanasi, he taught Four Noble Truths. So out of that, truth of suffering. Mm-hmm. So it's not because he wants to depress everybody, you know. That he don't think that everybody think of, yeah, so we do think about, you know, complications all the time. We encounter difficulties all the time. We have difficulties in our life, you know. We have challenges, we have struggle. But it seems like nobody's really tackling nobody really understanding the deeper level of, you know, all these complications, not just surface. You know, so then in the blaming each other, you know, oh, this is because of you, because of that, because of my neighbor, because of my job, then, you know, could be true, you know, but fundamentally, that's not how you solve the complication. Fundamentally, you need to understand why this is happening like that, you know, so there's a deeper meaning to teaching the Four Noble Truths, you know. Say, even saying, you know, I'm sick of this, sick of that, means, as you're saying here, been there, done that, been there, done that, experienced, you understood, you know. So in order to say, oh, I'm sick of this, first you have to understand, what are you sick of, right? You can't just say, I'm sick of cheesecake, if you have no idea about cheesecake. No, so you have to understand what is sick of. So now that's like, how is it, disgusting, how is it, existing. First you understand and see the true nature of all the sufferings. Dukde nyini salam mabena. So what Lama Tsongkhapa said, dukde, it's like, you know, usually I say complications. It covers more, you know. Suffering here, this English word, people tend to think of some kind of pain. But that's not what it means, you know. Suffering doesn't have to be pain. It can be painless. No pain at all, but it's still considered suffering, you know. Complication. So that's why that's how I've been saying now, this complication, so. See, if you don't think the downside of the complications in this existence, so that means that your understanding of First Noble Truth is not deep enough. So Lama Tsongkhapa said, if you don't think about the downside of this complication or First Noble Truth to the suffering, there will be no genuine desire or interest for liberation. That makes sense? Yeah, that's what, you know, just here. That's the first one. There will be no genuine interest for liberation, because that you are not thinking about the downside of the complications, you know. You are not thinking about that. Huh? So that's the first one. Second one, now this is directly linked to this 12 link. Kunjung Kwejo Sayo Kwejo Shidu Mijiris. We are not going to learn how to cut the root of complications or our existence or samsara, okay? Kunjung Kwejo Shidu Mijiris, Sibet Sawa, Sibet Sawa, root of existence, our existence, or root of this, all the complications, no? All the complications. Oh, it's always something, always something, oh? Kunjung Kwe Jurim Masana, Kwe Jurims. There are stages to coming into existence. Coming into existence, there's like people go through the stages of 12 link. That's how that, you know, like in samsara, that's how, you know, called cyclic existence. You know, it's like, that's like, it's not just like pop, it's not like that. It's not like popcorn, you put it in the microwave, just pop, it's not like that. You go through, you know, this. So, therefore, studying this trailing, it will help you to understand how one, you know, caught up in this cycle existence. There's a whole process, so. Kunjung kwe jukjim, so. Because of confusions, there's actions, then propensity, then end, you know, then there's like nurture by, you know, craving and then so on and so forth. Then all this result, you know, then for birth of womb, birth from egg, birth from heat, then miraculous birth. All this happens because of that, how I say, nurturing cause. Because of nurturing cause, it has to have something to nurture. That nurture, whatever that's called propensity, that's led by actions, causes by ignorance. See? Then you kind of understand everything. Okay, now this because of this and that, because of that. So then now, you know, now fundamentally, it's first one, ignorance. If you see that, the rest will stop. This will stop. This will stop. If you... No, if you the first link, the trailing out of the confusions. So then there's meditation of emptiness can become very important, no? Not knowing, yeah, talk about self, you know, this is mine, I, you know, not really clear, I. What is I? You know, is a body, it's like look, or it's like hair, or what is I? So this is all like, you know, level, then, you know, then top of that, project, then super project, then you're caught up with that. Right from the beginning, so I, one, I. No, what is I? How you define self? Did we ever experience mere self? No. For me, self is something absolute, solid, independent. That's oneself. That's not. That doesn't exist at all. It doesn't exist because you have just made it up. It doesn't exist. There's so much has been put on that. You know, it's not. It's like the foundation is not exist. So then you know meditation or emptiness or what is. That's how the meditation or emptiness is done with the self. You know, find to self. So in any wisdom you gain, so that will. Directly has a positive impact on that fundamental confusions. So that's the way it sees. No, that's a wisdom. That's what I say. Wisdom liberates. Or not just no. Any wisdom will liberate from any wisdom will liberate from complication. But the fundamental complications. In order to liberate from that, then you need the fundamental wisdom. That means the wisdom that understands. Ultimate nature of self. Ultimate, not like conventional nature, ultimate nature of self. So, once we understand ultimate nature of self, once we understand ultimate nature of self, everything else is like illusion. See, everything is like illusion. So, ultimate nature is like crystal clear sky, is like that. Crystal clear sky, like that. So then when you come out of that meditation, then everything, there's nothing to take seriously. Everything is just illusion. See? I think the Mila Repa, you know, so he act like very crazy, but because it's nothing matters. It's just, this is why people are taking everything so seriously. This is nothing to take very seriously. It's just illusion, you know, it's just illusion. So everybody's caught up with illusion. So it does not, you know, so when you see the reality, true nature of emptiness, then everything, you know, else is like, it's just labels, no? Just labels, no? You call somebody's called this one, called prayer wheel. Somebody made, then you call prayer wheel. This is called white, table white. This is called glass. This is called flower, you know? It's called. So you call egg. Which even you call gonga. So you have no idea what gonga means. No, it's just label. No, what it means, egg, that's all. It means egg, gonga. It's just labeled, no, somebody called gonga. I'm not then anda, that's called, in Nepali called anda. In Indian?
Anda.
Anda? Yeah, you have no idea, so no, it's called anda. You do know egg, but you don't know anda. That's just labeled. It's just labeled, you know. So many labels. Everything has so many labels. The bottom line is, you know, just piece of this, just piece of wood. So that's no. Now here, reflecting on the downside of complications, thinking about that downside of complications. Then you have this, you know, then you have like this, like how the. Then you have really this sincere, genuine, strong desire for liberation. It will happen. Then before that, you know, if you wonder, that's what's lacking. If I wonder, if you wonder why I'm not having this sincere, strong desire for liberation, something's lacking. So then, studying 12 link, then you know now how to, how to stop the root cause of all this complication. Kuretawa. Danzi Maripa. This self-grasping mind, the mind that grasping on the self very tightly, that self does not exist at all. The self does not exist at all. But we never analyze. We don't analyze. How often we analyze? If somebody called Gijigelek, I don't know how I like somebody call you. Did we ever thought about somebody called Venerable Hamu? Did we ever thought about, oh, we are so used to, you know, the labels, so just we don't think. When you meditate on emptiness, then you just think very deep. If somebody calls you Gisigelek, are you thinking about your body? Somebody's calling your body? Like, how you define yourself? See, that's has a lot of benefit. Okay. But you know, maybe he like need to meditate on emptiness. Okay. So now that completed the 12 links. So now the purpose of studying 12 links is to break the cycle, to learn how to break the cycle, and how somebody enter into the cycle. You will learn how somebody enter into cycle, and so how to break the cycle, and how to free oneself from the cycle. You can know the one's own cycle. I'm not talking about cycle of all the beings. No, your own cycle. How to break that, and how you enter into the cycle. You know, there's like 12 link. Through 12 link, that's what's happening. You know, first there's no three, like there's Pinjeju. That cause, that, you know, the first three cause, the second three cause, then all the result, you know, will take place. So therefore, Buddhism don't believe in creator. Not because we hate those people who believe in creator. No. Because of this whole teaching, because of their teachings. You know, it's hard. Today somebody just made you up. You know, somebody just made you like this. No. because of these teachings, you know. That's how these things come into the cycle. That's how they come. It's not just somebody decided, you know, somebody just made it like wood, like slime, like that. So that's why, you know, we have great respect, to all the major religions. Yeah, I'm not just saying that, you know, just sincerely, you know, we have respect because it benefits millions of people. Many centuries is going to benefit many centuries, millions of people. But the problem is here, you know, emptiness and this dwelling teachings, then, you know, it's hard to accept, you know, somebody just made it up, you know, say, so then because of that, and then everybody's trying quite hard to break the cycle, you know, through meditations, through be mindfulness, through meditation, through education, so. And everybody's aiming to become like enlightened, being like Shakyamuni Buddha. So sooner or later, aiming that to now the very object that you are taking refuge, and you are hoping to become that object in the future. So that's how you take refuge, with the desire to become exactly like that. The very object that you use to take refuge now, then you know, to want to become like exactly like that. Then you know, this all this study. Yeah, so now only 5 minutes left, so now 12 links is complete, okay? 12 links complete. So, then please, you know, study, please reread, and I hope that you can explain based on the painting. One day, if somebody's interested, then any of you can explain, you know, bring the painting here, then explain. This is like wheel of life. Then you explain, you know, wheel of life. Oh, yeah. So now, please, can you maybe read some of the footer more? Then I will explain.
Then we come to the debate. The abbreviated classification of the factors. The compendium of knowledge. What sort of categories do you obtain by abbreviating the factors? There are four types: the projecting factors.
That's the one. Projecting factors. That's called. That refers to. First, second, three. These are projecting factors. Well, that's also good to remember. For me, it's good to remember that term in English. Mm-hmm. Projecting factors.
The projected factors.
Mm-hmm. Projected factor, that's like result.
Result.
Okay, result. Mm-hmm. Out of 12 links, six of them are result. Mm-hmm. Six of them are causes. Oh.
The actualizing factors.
Oh, yeah. So that's the one I'm talking about, number 8, 9, 10. Number 8, 9, 10, actualizing factors. Dujigiju. Pinjigiju. Projecting factors, first, second, third. Projecting factors. Pinjigiju. Actualizing factors, number 8, 9, 10. The rest is the result.
And the actualized factors.
It's just, but has a, can you repeat this, please, word?
The actualized factors.
No. Actualized factor, then another factor, actualized factor, then?
That's the last one.
Is actualizing and actualize.
Explains it in the next paragraph.
Yeah. So the second one, both of them, second one is the result. Result. The first one is the first cause. The second one, you know, it's pretty much the same, but not much. It's just called pretty much same thing. That can be Allah, you know. Yeah, so now, yeah, so please can continue.
What are the projecting factors? Ignorance, compositional activity, and consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
What are the projected...
So now that makes sense. That's the first, second, third. First, the outer trailing. 판별하고요.
What are the projected factors? Name and form, the six sources, contact, and feeling. What are the actualizing factors? Craving, grasping, and existence.
8, 9, 10.
What are the actualized factors? Birth, aging, and death.
11
and 12.
같이 so now that's good. That's clear, right? No need explanation. Right. We talk about that. 근데 오늘 팬버도 주주 세만이 이제 순진지기 저놈이 주사리 뜨는 사람인데. So now this is more like a debate. Somebody's out there wondering how the 12 links will have completed within one lifetime. How many lifetime it takes to complete whole 12 link? So there's no debate. So maybe next Wednesday, if I don't get called, so then I'll come back. Okay, so we'll stop here. No?
Okay.
Please, will you say some dedications? Shanti Deva dedication, that's very good. Shanti Deva dedication, no?
Okay. So, 246 in the gold book? May all beings everywhere, plagued by body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sound. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvest. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May powerless find power and may people keep up benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may a few remains dispel the miseries of the world. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you very much. Good night.